告。亲爱的父，再一次我们一同安静在你的面前，求你自己亲自检查我们的心，你的灵在我们中间运行，给我们看见你所要我们看见的，为我们在你里边你给我们的应许，我们感谢你，因为我们知道你与我们同在。奉主耶稣的名， Amen。 今天我愿意跟大家看几节圣经，在以弗所书第五章。
We shall turn to Ephesians chapter 5 tonight。
以弗所书第五章我们只从里边选几节来看。
We'll read a few verses from Ephesians chapter 5。
首先第一第二两节。
Verse 1 and 2。 Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ also loved you, and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
然后再请大家看从第七节到第十节。
And then from verse 7 to verse 10. Therefore do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
然后请来看第十五节一节。
And then verse 15. Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
有两位弟兄至少跟我说，他们不大清楚前天和昨天我的信息的重点在什么地方。
At least two brothers mentioned to me that they were not clear what were the different emphases in the last two evening's messages.
所以我今天稍微温习一下。
So I'll just briefly go over them with you.
前天我们用主耶稣的教训曾思想过我们做一个真正的基督徒的意义。
The first evening, we meditate on the teaching of Christ on the real meaning of being a Christian.
如果我们愿意跟随主而没有一个愿意付上代价的心。
If we want to follow Christ but do not want to pay the price,
我们也许能得救了，但是却是一个没有用处的基督徒。
We may still be saved, but we are just useless Christians.
如果要真正成为一个有用处的基督徒，
If we are to be useful Christians,
需要预备好了我们的心，愿意为主付上一个代价。
We need to prepare ourselves to be ready to pay the price.
无论那个代价是什么，
No matter what price that may be.
然后昨天我们用保罗的见证曾思想过。
Then last night we meditated on the testimony of Paul.
保罗落在极大的试炼之中，
He was in great tribulation.
他仍然有满心的喜乐，
But he was filled with joy.
怎么样在失望痛苦之中能够过一个得胜的生活？
How to live victoriously amid disappointment and pain.
痛苦是免不了的。
Pain will come our way.
我不能告诉你说你会遇见什么痛苦。
I cannot tell you what pain you will face.
但是如果你真心的跟从主的话，
But if you truly follow the Lord,
你的生活里面一定会有痛苦。
You shall face pain.
无论是你在日常生活里边，或者在特别的试炼当中。
Whether it's your in your ordinary daily living or it is going to be some special trials.
我们必须要经过这些个试验。
We shall go through these trials.
关键是我们用什么态度来面对这些个试验。
But the point is how are we going to face these trials?
那么今天我们要从以弗所书里边思想基督徒生活一方面的准备。
Tonight we would learn from Ephesians chapter 5 another aspect of Christian living.
在以弗所书第六章，保罗告诉我们说，我们应当穿上全副的军装。
In Ephesians 6, Paul tells us that we are to put on the armor of God.
为什么要穿军装啊？
Why do we have to put on the armor?
基督徒的生活是一个征战。
Because Christian life is a battle.
前面有征战。
Ahead of us, there will be battle.
我们需要穿上军装去做这个战争。
And we need to put on the armor of God to face the battle.
但是我们如果单单外面穿上那个军装，这个战争做打不好。
But if we only have the armor of God on the outside, we cannot fight victoriously.
我们必须里边有一个真正能够作战的生命。
Deep inside, we must have real life.
这个生命如果根基打好了，
If the foundation of our life is good,
前面有战争不要紧。
Then we would not be worried about battles in the days ahead.
在战争之中我们能够胜利。
Because we shall overcome.
根基打得如果不够深，
If our foundation is not solid,
那我们上面那个建筑物永远也不会稳固。
Then the building will never be secure.
所以在保罗讲第六章的军装以前，
So before Paul talks about the armor of God in chapter 6,
他先给我们讲第五章里边我们基督徒应当有那个真正的生命。
He first talked about the real Christian life.
这个生命要在我们整个的人里边把它表现出来。
We have to live out this Christian life in all areas.
所以在这里保罗给我们解释说呀，
So Paul here explains to us,
我们如果要过得像神儿女的生活，
If we are to live like the children of God,
那我们在生活之中应当有这样的记号，有这样的表现。
Then there are certain marks, certain behavior that we have to observe.
在这里有一个字，保罗用过三次。
Here Paul uses one word three times.
刚才我们听到英文的时候呢，这个字翻的一样，但是中文有一点不同，翻作行事或者行事为人。不要翻了，不要紧。但是意思都是一样。这字用过一共三次。
This word was used three times.
在第二节保罗说我们要凭爱心行事，或者说在爱里边生活。
Paul in verse 2 says we are to walk in love, or in other words, to live with love.
然后在第八节保罗告诉我们说我们行事为人当像光明的子女，或者说我们应该在光明之中生活。
Then in verse 8, Paul says that we are to walk as children of light, or we are now light in the Lord.
然后第十五节保罗说，我们行事不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，或者说在智慧里面生活。
Then in verse 15, Paul says, we are to be careful how we walk not as unwise men, but as wise. In other words, we are to live in wisdom.
这里保罗给我们讲到我们生活三方面的表现。
Here Paul is talking about three aspects of our life.
这是一个真正的基督徒的生命的记号。
These are the marks of a true Christian.
在爱里面生活，在光明里面生活，在智慧里面生活。
To live in love, to live in light, and also to live in wisdom.
那我们简单的要把我们这三方面的生活来检讨一下。
And we shall examine these three aspects of Christian life.
首先，基督徒应当在爱里面生活。
First of all, Christians should live in love.
整个基督教的真理建造在爱的根基上面。
Christianity builds on the foundation of love.
今天早上我们听说了基督徒的生活应当有一个垂直的关系，也有一个平衡的关系。
This morning, we meditated on the fact that Christian life should have vertical as well as horizontal relationships.
但是很多时候我们太注重了一方面而忽略了另外一方面。
But a lot of times we overemphasize one aspect and overlook the other.
只有我们真正有这么一个爱的生活，才能够在人的面前显出来我们在主里面的恩典。
But it's only when we live out this life of love that we can truly magnify Christ before the world.
但是这里保罗用的这个爱字是一个非常有意思的字。
The apostle here uses the word love.It's a very meaningful word.
我们都知道圣经里面有几个字，或者希腊文里面有几个字，我们都把它翻作爱。
There are several Greek words that are translated into the same word in English, love.
我们可以这么样来把它分析一下。
We can analyze as follows.
有一种爱，我们可以称它为一种天然的、自然的爱。
The first kind of love is what we might call love of natural emotions.
父母爱他自己的儿女，儿女自然爱他的父母。
It's like love between parents and children.
这种爱他生来就有的。
This is the kind of love that we are born with.
你不能够勉强他，他不能够勉强自己有。
We do not have to force, we cannot force ourselves to have this kind of love.
他父母爱儿女，自然儿女就爱父母。
The parents love the children naturally love the parents.
那么这种爱呢，是一种有往还、有反应的爱。
It's love that goes both ways.
你父母爱儿女了，儿女转过来会爱父母。
The parents love the children, the children turn around and love the parents.
而且这种爱有很多时候别人不能分享。
And there's also a kind of love that a third party cannot enjoy.
虽然有的父母他可以收养别的小孩做儿女。
Although some parents, they might adopt children.
但是在普通情形之下，别人不能够分享父母对他自己儿女的那个爱。
But under ordinary circumstances, a third party cannot enjoy the love that the parents for their children.
这是一种爱。
This is one kind of love.
另外一种爱，我们可以称它为选择的爱。
A second kind of love we might call love by choice.
一个男人，一个女人，过去完全不认识。
A man and a woman, they never knew each other before.
两个人发生了爱情了，两个人结了婚了。
And then they began to love one another, and then they get married.
现在丈夫可以用他的全心去爱他的妻子。
Now the husband loves the wife with his all.
照样，妻子可以用全心去爱她的丈夫。
And the wife loves the husband with her all.
而且丈夫为妻子，妻子为丈夫，可以忍受任何痛苦，付上任何代价。
They are willing to pay any price or bear anything for one another.
这种爱照样没有第三者可以分享得了。
This is also a kind of love that no third party can enjoy.
照样这种爱也必须是彼此往还的一种爱。
It is also love that goes both ways.
如果要是一方面对另外一方面的爱没有反应，那么这种爱中间有了困难。
If one party does not respond, then there are difficulties.
但是另外还有一种爱。
Then there is another kind of love.
这种爱我们可以称它为一种理智的爱。
We might call it love by rationality.
这个爱很难解释。
It is very difficult to explain.
因为平常我们说爱是情感，理智是理智，怎么能够放到一起呢？
Usually we categorize love as a kind of emotion.It is hard to relate that to our rationality.
但是这个字的基本的意义啊，不是说我自己的情感想爱。
But what we're saying here is that we do not love because we want to.
因为乃是因为另外一种力量进入到我的里边。
But it's because another kind of power comes into play.
我自己知道了另外的一个标准。
I know of another standard.
我们现在有了主耶稣的生命了。
Now I have the life of Christ.
主的爱感动了我。
The love of Christ touched me.
虽然在我自己我不想爱，我没有这个力量去爱。
So even though I do not have strength by myself to love.
但是我里边有了一个新的亮光。
But because of this new light in my life.
我知道了我有一个新的标准。
I know of a higher standard.
我知道了主给我的一个命令。
I know of the Lord's command.
因此我心里面下了决心我要去爱。
So I decide to love.
虽然我本性里不想爱。
Although I would not love by my own nature.
虽然我里面没有这种爱。
Although by myself I do not have this love in me.
但是我知道这是主的旨意，所以我立定志向我要去爱。
But because I know it is the Lord's will, so I determine to love.
如果这个爱是这么样的一种爱啊，那么这个爱的标准不是从人来决定的。
If this is the love we are talking about, then the standard of this love is not by human criteria.
这个爱的标准乃是主告诉我应当怎么爱。
The standard of this love is set by the Lord. He tells me how to love.
如果主告诉我怎么爱，那个是我的标准的话。
If we would set a standard, allowing the Lord to tell us how to love,
那我就不能够看我的环境，看别人对我的反应来决定我爱或者不爱了。
Then I'm not going to look at the situation, I'm not going to look at the reaction from other people to decide whether I am to love or not.
这个是基督徒应当有的最高的一种爱。
This is the highest kind of love that a Christian should have.
保罗这里给我们解释说呀。
And here Paul explains to us.
我们应当相爱，彼此相爱。
We should love one another.
但是怎么相爱法呢？
But how are we to love one another?
正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己。
It's like Christ who loved us and gave himself up for us.
基督在什么时候爱我们呢？
When did Christ love us?
我们可爱的时候？
When we were lovable?
我们爱了他以后
，is after we have loved him。
我们对他有什么好处
？We've done something good to him。
前面第二章保罗告诉我们说，我们死在罪恶过犯之中的时候。
But Paul tells us in chapter 2 that Christ loved us when we were dead in our sins.
在我们抵挡他，我们反抗他，我们不接纳他的时候，他爱了我们。
When we were against him, we were rebelling against him, he loved us.
保罗说，我们应该像基督爱我们这么样的来彼此相爱。
Paul said we are to love one another just like Christ loved us.
我们很多时候都知道应当彼此相爱。
A lot of time we know we should love one another.
但是我觉得很多时候我们基督徒的爱呀，成一种我称它为一种反应式的爱。
But a lot of time we love only in response.
你爱我，我就爱你。
If you love me, then I love you.
你对我好，我对你好。
If you are good to me, I'll be good to you.
你招呼我一声，我招呼你一声。
If you say hello to me, I'll say hello to you.
你要寄一个圣诞卡给我，我也寄一个圣诞卡给你。
If you send me a Christmas card, I will send you one too.
你要请我吃餐饭，我也可以请你吃餐饭。
If you invite me to dinner, I'll invite you in return.
但是如果你要是不爱我呢？
But if you do not love me,
你不招呼我呢？
If you don't greet me,
你对我没有礼貌呢？
If you are rude to me,
我何必爱你？
Why should I love you?
到底我们爱的标准是什么？
Where is our standard of love?
是因为我的弟兄可爱，我才去爱我的弟兄啊？
Is it because my brother is lovable, so I love him?
或者是因为我知道主叫我应当去爱？
Or is it because I know the Lord tells me to love?
我们说他对我这个样子，他对我这么不好，我怎么能够去爱他？
We complain.He's treating me like this. How can I love him?
你用他的爱的标准来做你的生活的标准。
Are you going to use his standard of love to be your standard of living?
读者文摘前几年登了一个小小的文章。
A few years ago, the Reader's Digest carried a short article.
我很久好多年以前我读过了。最近呢，这个文章。中文读者文摘版又出来，又印出来了。
I read that article many years ago, and then recently the Chinese Reader's Digest carried it.
他说有一个人呢，跟一个朋友夜晚出去到街上买报纸。
The story goes that a man and his friend went out to buy newspapers at night.
那么这个人呢，在那个报纸摊上拿了报纸以后，把钱放下，然后对那卖报纸的说：“多谢你给我预备报纸。”
They picked up the newspaper.And then they paid for it, and then they said thank you to the guy who's selling the papers.
但是这卖报纸的人很没有礼貌啊，人家谢他，他理都不理，抬头都不看人家。
But the guy who was selling the newspapers was rude. After they said thank you, he didn't even look up.
然后那个朋友就对那个买报纸的人说：“这个人真没有礼貌啊。”
So this guy talked to his friend. This guy is really rude.
那个买报纸的人说了一句话呀，他觉得很奇怪。
Then the person who's selling newspapers says something.
他说，他一向都是这个样子。
He said he has always been like this.
哦，那个人觉得很奇怪啊。
So this guy was really surprised.
他一向都是这样子。你每天买报纸多谢他，他每天不理你，你还多谢他。
He has always been like this. Every day you pick up the newspaper, you say thank you. He never looked up, and you still say thank you.
然后这个人讲一句话。
Then this person says one thing.
他说：“我为什么让他的态度来决定我的生活方式呢
？”Why should I let his attitude determine my way of living？
我们值得思想一下这句话。
We should really think about this。
为什么让别人的态度来决定我的生活方式
？Why should we let the attitude of others to determine how are we to live？
我的弟兄对我不好，所以我不能爱他。
My brother is not good to me, so I do not love him.
我的弟兄对我不好，就能够成为我不爱他的理由吗
？Can this be the reason for our not loving him that he is not good to us?
如果我是基督徒，我知道应当和弟兄彼此相爱。
But if I am a Christian, I know I should love my brother.
我的弟兄对我不好，他不爱我，他错了。
If the brother is not good to me, that is his wrong.
我如果要是没有爱他，我也照样错了。
But if I do not love him, then I am also wrong.
我能够说有别人犯罪就可以成为我也可以犯罪的理由吗？
Can we sin because others sin?
我们生活的标准到底是什么？
So where is our standard of living?
是主的命令啊，是我们基督徒应当有的标准呢，还是用别人的生活方式来做我们的标准？
Is it the command of Christ or is it the attitude of others?
如果我们今天真正用主的命令、主的话来做我们的标准。
If we truly live by the commands of our Lord,
我相信基督徒和基督徒中间今天应当有一种不同的生活表现。
Then I'm sure Christians would live differently.
保罗说我们应当凭爱心行事。
Paul says we are to walk in love.
正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己。
Just as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us.
这是一个极高的标准。
This is the highest standard.
这个标准我们自己达不到。
This is not a standard we can reach by ourselves.
如果我们里边没有基督的爱，我们永远也达不到这个标准。
But unless we have the love of Christ in us, we shall never reach that standard.
我们在爱里边来生活。
We are to live in love.
然后第二方面，保罗告诉我们说，我们应当在光明里边生活。
Then secondly, Paul tells us we should live in light.
我们行事为人当像光明的子女。
The way we live, we should live like children of light.
啊，光明和黑暗这个字啊，这是在圣经里边常常用的名词。
The Bible frequently talks about light and darkness.
光明是好的，是神所喜悦的事情。
Light is good, it represents those things that God likes.
黑暗，罪恶。不好，神所不喜欢的事情。
Darkness, sin, those are the things that God does not like.
保罗说，我们应当在光明里面生活。
Paul says we should live in light.
那如果我们真正要在光明里面生活呀，我们应该活出光明的样式来。
If we are to truly live in light, then we should walk as children of light.
光明有几个特性非常有意思。
There are certain characteristics of light that are very meaningful.
光明能够把光明里边的事情把它显露出来。
Light can show what is in light.
在黑暗中的它照不到，它看不见。
What is in darkness, light will not see.
比方说，我们在这里现在房子里边很光明哈。
For example, it's very bright in this room.
假若哈，外边有一个贼人。想在这里来偷我们东西。
If a thief is outside wanting to steal from us,
他在那个黑暗里面在那里躲藏着。
He hides in darkness.
我们看不见他。
We can't see him.
但是他看见我们。
But he can see us.
他知道我们什么时候防备，什么时候没有防备。
He would know when we are on guard and when we are not on guard.
那他在黑暗里面，他看到你了。
He hides in darkness and sees us.
如果你不防备，他进来可以偷你东西。
If you are not on guard, then he would come and steal from you.
但是你没法看见他。
But you can't see him.
我们知道开车的时候，比方说哈，在这个公路上面，对面有车来了，你需要把那个灯光放低。
We know what it's like driving on the highway. We should not when we see oncoming traffic, we should put out our
怎么来的？那么为什么我们一定要把那个灯光放低呢？
Why should we turn off a high beam?
因为如果你要是不把灯光放低啊，你把对方那个司机放在你这个灯光的里边了。
Because if you do not do that, the oncoming driver would be blinded by your light.
他看不见你的灯光以外那个路了。
He will not be able to see what is on the side.
结果可能出事情。
So an accident might happen.
因为他在光明里面，他看不见在黑暗里面的事情。
Because when he is in your light, he will not be able to see what is dark on the side.
在我们属灵的生命里面也是一样。
In our spiritual life, it is the same.
如果我们今天真是在光明里面来生活，
If we truly live in light today,
那我们的注意力不能够整天在那些黑暗的事情上面。
Then we simply cannot.Put our attention to things in darkness.
圣经上告诉我们说，不要进入撒旦的智慧里面去。
The Bible tells us not to go into the wisdom of Satan.
我 能够整天注意那些个黑暗的事情，就那些个不好的事情。
We should not turn our attention to things in darkness.
有的时候有基督徒啊，他们好像专门喜欢注意别人的不好的地方。
Sometimes Christians like to pay attention to the bad things that others do.
有一个整天批评人的态度。
They are criticizing all the time.
某某人不好，某某人不好，某某人不好。
So and so and so and so are not good.
这位弟兄不爱主，那个姊妹不属灵啊，那整天是批评别人。
This brother does not love the Lord, that sister is not spiritual.
其实你细想想啊，我们批评别人不爱主、不属灵，那个基本的意义是什么呢？
But only if you would think more deeply, what really does it mean when we criticize other people being not spiritual?
你有没有听人这样批评别人的？
Have you heard others, criticizing people like this?
这个人很不爱主，但是我比他更不爱主。
This person does not love the Lord, but I'm even worse.
这个人不属灵，我比他更不属灵。
This person is unspiritual, but I'm even worse.
没有人这样批评人。
No, you never hear anybody criticizing others like this.
那我们批评别人不爱主，批评别人不属灵，什么意思啊？
What it really means when we criticize others for being unspiritual?
他不属灵，我比他好一点呢。
What we are really saying is he is unspiritual, I am better than he.
批评别人，好像我们借这个来表现我们比他好。
We're criticizing others so that we might appear superior.
我们整天好像看别人的弱点，看别人在黑暗里边做的事情。
So we are looking at the weaknesses of others, looking at what they do in darkness.
好像借这个显明他在黑暗中，我不在，我在光明里边。
So we want to do that in order to show that we are in light.
但实际上的刚好相反。
But in reality,It's the contrary.
我们在黑暗里边，我们看不见那，我们在光明里边看不见那个在黑暗中那个贼人要做的事情。
If we are in light, then we should not be able to see what others do in darkness.
如果我要看清楚他在黑暗中做什么事情啊，我必须要到黑暗里边跟他在一起。
If we are to really see what they are doing in darkness, then we have to be there too.
如果我们每天所注意的单单是别人的错处，别人不好的地方。
If we are constantly looking at the wrongs of others,
如果我们整天有一个批评别人的态度，
if we are constantly criticizing others,
这个不证明我们属灵，
this does not prove that we are spiritual.
可能刚好相反，证明出来我们灵里面的软弱。
Very probably, it just proves how weak we are spiritually.
我们应当在光明里面生活。
We should live in light.
在光明里面，你看不见那些在黑暗里面的事情。
In light, you will not see what is happening in darkness.
但是另外一方面呢，光明有一个特征啊。
But then light also has another characteristic.
它不能够照到黑暗里面的事，却能够把在光明里面的东西把它显露得更清楚。
It does not see what is in darkness, but it will show even more clearly what is in light.
那个光照得越强，你看得越清楚。
When the light is stronger, we see more clearly.
你如果离光远一点，你看得不大清楚。
When the light is further away, we will not be able to see quite as clearly.
你离得光近一点了，你看得清楚一点。
The closer we get to light, the more clearly we'll see.
比方说，我这里有张白纸哈，上面有点字了，但是其他的地方很白。假如说
，For example, I have a white piece of paper here.
看起来呢，远远的看得不错，够干净，够白。
From a distance, you see it is fairly clean.
但是如果用一个很强的光来照它呢，你会发现上面有很多纹，有很多点。
But if you are to look at it clearly under a strong light, then you'll be able to find many blemishes on it.
如果你把它放到更强的光的跟前，你会更显出来它有一点污秽。
The closer it gets to a stronger light, the more scars you'll see on it.
我们属灵的经验就是如此。
This is our spiritual experience.
我们如果和主的那个亮光离得越近，
The closer we get to the light of God,
我们越能够显出来我们生活中那些个污秽的地方。
Then the more filth we will see in our life.
如果我离主远一点，
If we are farther away from the Lord,
我那个大罪啊，我知道是不应当了，偷啊抢啊，我知道不应当了。
I will realize that I should not commit great sins.
但是那些个小罪，脾气不大好，缺乏爱心，没有忍耐，那我不大觉得是错。
But then the smaller sins like bad temper, impatience, lack of love, then I would not really think they are bad.
但是我如果离着主的亮光近了一点
，But the closer I get to God,
我会发现啊、哦，原来那些东西也不好。
The more I will realize that those are bad.
但如果我和主的亮光更近一点
，And then if I get yet closer to God,
我会发现平时我不以为是错的东西。都是主所不喜欢的。
I will come to realize what I ordinarily do not consider bad would, is really not liked by the Lord.
为了这个原因
For this reason,
你越离主的亮光近，你越会发现你自己生活中的软弱缺陷。
The closer you get to God, the more you realize your weaknesses.
如果你要不觉得自己在属灵的生命里面有缺陷
If you do not realize your deficiencies,
可能是你离主的亮光太远了。
It's probably because you are so far away from the light of God.
我在开始读大学的时候啊，神特别的恩待我。
When I started college, God was very gracious to me.
在那个时候，我刚刚进到大学学校里边，他每年都有一个礼拜的特别的聚会。
At that time,
每学期有一个礼拜的聚会。
At that time, at the beginning of each semester, there would be a special week of meetings.
那么我在那儿的第二个，我在那个学校的第二个学期，那么又开始有这个一个礼拜的特别聚会。
At the beginning of the second semester, we had a whole week of meetings.
就是因为那次聚会，学校里面有一个整个的大的复兴。
And a revival came to our school.During that week,
那个讲员呢？他从礼拜天开始，每天早晨、晚上那么样讲道。
The speaker speaks from morning till evening.
然后呢，到礼拜三的那天呢，全学校停课了，整天在那儿祷告。然后有祷告，有讲道会，有见证会。
By Wednesday, all activities of the school stopped.And we just got together and prayed and testified to one another all day long.
在下午，我记得很清楚，三点钟我们开见证会。
I remember very clearly, 3 o'clock in the afternoon Wednesday, we started the testimonial meeting.
神开始在我们中间大大的做工。
God started to work mightily among us.
有几个同学见证完了以后
，After the testimonies of several students,
有一个教授站起来了，他见证说他和另外一个教授。中间有很大的误会，很大的困难，他对不起那个教授。
One professor stood up and apologized to another professor, confessing that there has been great misunderstanding between them.
从这一个教授开始呢，就同学不断的站起来呀，做见证，都是认罪的见证。
Then other students continue to stand up and confess to one another.
那么这个见证会呢，就这么样继续下去呀。
So how did this meeting continue?
礼拜三整天整夜
It went on all day Wednesday and all night Wednesday
然后礼拜四又整天整夜
And then it continued into Thursday whole day
直到礼拜五的中午学校才吩咐同学应该停止这个见证会了
Then Friday by noon the school told us to stop the meeting
很多一个人在这做见证还没有做完好几个同学站起来了，很多人继续不断在那做见证。
We just couldn't stop testifying。
这里我特别记得我一个同学，我跟他很熟的一个同学，他做的见证。
I especially remember one testimony from a friend。
差不多晚上11点多钟，这个同学站在我的左边这边，他就站起来做见证。
11 o'clock in at night, this friend stood up。
他跟我们那时候一起在一个饭厅里边做工。
We worked together in the cafeteria.
他在站起来做见证呢。他说，在饭厅工作的时候啊，因为有很多零碎的东西啊，他常常拿那个饭厅里面一点东西来吃。
He confessed that a lot of times he just ate whatever he could get his hands on in the cafeteria.
偷了学校的东西，求神赦免，求学校赦免。
He has stolen from the school and he asked for God's and the school's forgiveness.
当然他承认了得到赦免了
Of course he confessed and he was forgiven
这个弟兄坐下了
Then he sat down
我看他好像满面的 满面的光荣一样，心里面非常平安，他坐下了。
He was just beaming with joy and he sat down.
那么还有别的同学继续做见证。
Then other students continued to give their testimony.
到了差不多早晨三点钟，我们都在那里，这个同学又起来做见证。
Then 3 a.m. in the morning, this friend stood up again.
我心里想，他还有什么罪可认呢？
So I was wondering, what else is he going to confess?
他等轮到他了，他就讲说，他在上班做工的时候啊，他把那卡片打了时间，开始做工了。
He confessed how he came on his shift and he punched his time card.
那么等到做完了工了，那么再打了时间，他当然又走了。
Then at the end of his shift, he punched out and then he left.
当然学校要按他打那个时间的那段时间来给他薪水了。
And of course, the school would pay according to the records on his time card.
但是他说，在打了时间我说去做工的时候啊，我常常在那里和同学谈闲话，我没有做工。
But then he confessed that often he just loaf around and talk to friends.During the time when he was supposed to be working.
他说我偷了学校的时间就等于偷了学校的钱。
He confessed that he was stealing time from the school and that was equivalent to stealing money from school.
求神赦免我，求学校赦免我。
And he asked for forgiveness.
当然他承认也赦免了。
And of course he was forgiven.
但是从他这两个见证啊，我觉得我们看见一个很重要的真理。
But from the two times he testified, we can see a very important truth.
为什么这个弟兄第一次承认偷东西的时候，他不承认偷时间呢？
Why was it that he did not confess to stealing time when he first confessed to stealing food?
我想他不是不诚实。
I don't think he was dishonest.
可能那时候因为他和主的距离比较远。
But it was because at 11 o'clock, he was not nearly as close with the Lord.
所以他单单看见了偷东西吃是个罪。
So he could only see that it was wrong to steal food.
他没有觉得偷时间是罪。
He did not realize that it was also a sin to steal time.
等到把那个罪对付清楚了，他属灵的生命向前走了一步。
After he dealt with one sin,He took a step forward spiritually.
他和主的关系近一点了。
He was closer to the Lord.
主的亮光照亮了清楚一点了。
The light of the Lord illuminates even more clearly.
他现在发现了，原来偷时间也是罪。
And now he realized stealing time is also a sin.
等他把这个罪对付清楚了，他属灵的生命向前又走了一步。
And after he has dealt with this sin, he would have taken another step forward.
那我们属灵的生命就是这么样一步一步的有长进。
This is the way our spiritual life progresses.
也就是这么样，我们属灵的那个生命的根基一点一点的更加深。
And this is the way our spiritual foundation goes deeper and deeper.
我有一个宣教士的朋友，他在中国工作五十几年。
I have a missionary friend who spent 50 years in China.
我们跟他关系很近，我结婚的时候他给我证婚。
We're very close to him. He actually,
married us.
He actually married us.
那么这个老牧师呢？这个老牧师他一生啊，可以说整个都是想着主的事情。
This old minister.He really spent his whole life thinking about the Lord's business.
等到他退休的时候，他整天还在思想，中国的教会，思想主的事情。
And even after he retired, he still constantly thinks about the Chinese.
我跟他认识二十几年，我没有见过他有一次，连那种很不高兴的样子都没有过，没有发过脾气。
In the 20 years I knew him, I never seen him lose his temper once.
对人永远是那么慈爱，他那种祷告的心，他经常进食祷告，他对主那个心非常的真诚。
He's always loving the way he prayed, the way he fasts. He's always sincere before the Lord.
在他离开世界以前呢，我收到他一封信。
And before he left this world, I received a letter from him.
他说现在我不能够出去工作了，年纪太大，行动不方便。
He said, now I can no longer go out to work for the Lord, I'm too old.
他说但是我可以有很多的时间在主的面前祷告，他说真是宝贵。
But it's really precious that I can have all the time I want to pray before the Lord.
然后他讲了一句话，我觉得很意外。
Then he said something that surprised me.
他说我越多用时间在主的面前呢，我越发现我的生命啊，多么不值得，多么不配为主做工。
He said, the more time I spent praying before the Lord, the more I realize how unworthy I am to serve him.
他说我很多地方我恨我自己，我自己真是没有价值。
I just hate myself.
但是他说不过呀，我感谢主啊，虽然我生活这么不好，主还给我有恩典能够使用我。
But then he went on to say, I am really thankful that even worthless as I am, the Lord still gives me grace to use me.
他越和主亲近，越发现自己的污秽，发现自己的不配。
The closer he got to the Lord,The more he realized of his own unworthiness.
但是这个并不是说他和主越亲近，他的生活越真的不好。
It doesn't really mean that the closer he gets to the Lord, the worse is his life.
乃是说他生活中有些的事情离主远一点的时候，他看不出。
But there are things that he could not see when he was farther.
等到和主亲近了啊，我的生活这么不好啊。
And then he would realize those areas when he got closer to the Lord.
但是他发现自己生活不好的时候呢，他并不是失望。
But he was not disappointed or discouraged when he realized his weaknesses.
发现自己这么不好，神竟然能够使用我，感谢主的恩典。
He realized how bad he was, but at the same time he was amazed at how God still used him, and he just praised God for that.
这个是属灵经验的长进的一个见证。
This is an adventure of spiritual growth.
如果我们今天发现了我自己生命中有一个缺陷，
If we realize deficiencies in our spiritual life,
我们也在光明里面生活，
We are living in the light.
但是我们不肯对付的话呀，那你的生命不能够向前有长进。
But if we do not want to deal with sins, then we just simply cannot grow.
但是我知道了软弱，我把那个对付了。
But then if we know our weaknesses and then we deal with them,
我属灵的生命向前走了一步。
Then we would have taken another step forward.
就是这么样，我们属灵的生命一步一步要向前来走去走。
This is the way we go on.
主向我讲一句话，叫我在什么地方应该顺服。
The Lord speaks to us, telling us where to be obedient.
主指出来了，我在哪个地方有一个罪没有对付。
He points out our sin unconfessed.
在那个地方，我们即可对付了，向前属灵的生命有进步了。
There we should confess immediately, and there we would progress.
如果我得到这个指示，主告诉我哪个地方软弱，我在那里跟主辩，我找理由来为自己解释。
But if we are to debate with God, we are to explain away our wrongs.
那我离主的亮光恐怕又向后退一步。
Then I might just be getting farther away from God.
渐渐的，我连我自己这个软弱我都看不出来了。
And eventually, I wouldn't even see my problem.
我把我的理由都推在别人身上，推在环境身上，推在我不明白那些事情上面。
I explain all my wrongs away and blame them on circumstances, on other people.
但是如果我肯在主的面前面对我生活中应当有的责任。
But if I shall face the Lord and face my responsibilities,
我属灵的生命自然向前有进步。
My spiritual life would grow.
如果今天我还是说不看出我自己生命中有什么罪恶，有什么软弱。
If I'm unable to detect any sin or deficiencies in my life,
我需要努力地走到主的亮光里面来。
We have to strive to get close to the Lord.
我们必须要在爱中生活。
We must live in love.
我们必须要在光明中生活。
We must live in light.
然后第三件事情，我们必须要在智慧中生活。
And then finally, we must live in wisdom.
在智慧中生活，很难解释的一件事情。
How are we to explain this?
我们对智慧的观念呢，很难用话来形容。
It's difficult to explain our concepts of wisdom.
什么叫智慧？
What is wisdom?
有人说智慧呢，是你使用知识的那种本能。
Somebody says that wisdom is how you operates with knowledge. What is wisdom?
有人说智慧呢是你使用知识的那种本能。
Somebody says that wisdom is how you operates with knowledge.
也许是，但是那个不是圣经里面所讲那个智慧的意义。
That may be true, but that is not what the Bible means when he talks about wisdom.
犹太人用很多名词讲很多话的那个用法呀，跟我们都不一样。
The Jewish people uses many words differently from the way the Chinese use them.
我们不能够用我们的观念来解释他们的话。
It's hard to use our concepts to explain what they are saying.
你比方说吧，我们说真实的，什么叫真实的呢？
For example, what is true?
我们说如果是真实的呢，就是说你讲那个话和这个事实符合，那么这句话是真实的。
We say that if what you say matches with reality, then that is true.
比如说我说这本书是黑的，给你一看这本书是黑的，那么我这话是真的。
If I say this book cover is black and then you look at it, it also appears black to you, then we agree what I'm saying is true.
但是犹太人讲话不是这个意思。
But that's not the way the Jewish people talk.
很难明白哈。
It's hard to understand.
黑的还不是黑的吗？怎么才算真的是吧
？What then is black?
犹太人如果他说是真的呀，他不是说与事实符合不符合，乃是说合乎不合乎神的旨意。
When the Jewish people talk about what is true, it is not what reality appears to be, but what the Word of God says.
为这个原因，旧约里边可以说罪不是真的。
For this reason, in the Old Testament, we can say sin is not true.
啊，这个并不是说他不承认罪的存在。
It is not that they are denying the existence of sin.
乃是说罪不合乎神的旨意。
But they're saying sin is not according to the will of God.
我们需要按照犹太人用字的方法来解释他们的话。
We have to understand what the Jewish people say according to the way they think.
那么这里保罗用的智慧呢，也是这个意思。
And here, when Paul talks about wisdom,
我们要在智慧里面生活，不是我们所讲的处世的那种智慧。
We are to live in wisdom does not mean that the way we deal with things.
我如果给你一些圣经，你即刻就明白，犹太人思想里面的智慧是什么了。
I'll give a verse as an illustration and you will realize what the Jewish people mean when they say wisdom.
认识耶和华是智慧的开端。
The knowledge of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
犹太人所讲真正的智慧乃是在他认识主的那个生命里边的那种情形。
True wisdom means the state of existence when we come to know the Lord.
如果我们真正要有智慧，就是表示说我们要真正认识我们的主。
If we are really to be wise, that means we have to really know the Lord.
认识耶和华才是智慧的开端。
The knowledge of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那认识这句话呢，也非常重要。
The word knowledge is also very important.
我们需要明白认识是什么意思。
We have to know what knowledge is.
在他们的文字里边呢，有几个不同的字，我们都翻作认识。
In the Hebrew language, there are several words that are all translated into wisdom.
Knowledge, 认识 knowledge.
Translated to be knowledge.
但是这几个字的意思不一样，代表几种不同的知识，不同的知道的方法。
But the meaning of those words are all different, representing different kinds of knowledge and different ways of knowing.
我可以举几个例。
I can give a few examples.
有一个字呢，是代表那些个我们说间接得来的知识，那种知道的方法。
One kind of knowledge is what we can learn indirectly.
比如说关于历史的事实。我们知道，比如说，我们过去中国有一个孔子，有一个孙中山先生等等。
For example, history, we know there was Confucius, there was Sun Yat-sen.
那我们怎么知道呢？是因为历史上告诉我们了。
We know because we learn from history.
我们没有别的办法去知道它。
There's no way we could know those people.
这样的知识只有这么样间接从书本啊从别人的话呀、啊、这么样得来。
It's only something we can learn indirectly from books or from others.
那么这是一种知道的方法得到一种知识。
This is one way of knowing,、嗯、one kind of knowledge.
另外有一个知道的方法呢是用我们的脑子去思想把它想通。
And then there is another way of knowing things, and that is we are to think through certain things.
有些个东西呢我们没有别的办法来证明只能够用思想。
A lot of times there are things we cannot show except through thinking.
比如说一些个哲学理论。
For example, a philosophical, theory.
没有办法解释你必须脑子想通你想得通你明白了。
There's no way to demonstrate except that if you can think through it.
我常喜欢提讲这个数学的这个问题。
A lot of times, I talk about mathematics.
你比如说，我们讲平方、立方，这个我们容易明白。
It's easy to understand plane and three-dimensional space.
我这个我们容易明白啊。
We can easily understand that.
但是，你说一个数目字或者一个什么东西的五次方、六次方、八次方是什么东西啊？
But then it's really difficult to comprehend what it means to take the fifth or eighth root of a number.
五尺的八次方是什么东西啊？
What is it to take the fifth root of the eighth root of a number?
我们在我们经验里边没有法子知道是什么东西。
We simply cannot comprehend through our experience.
但是在数学里边我们可以有方程式解释啊这个八次方十次方都不要解释什么东西。
But all that could be explained by mathematical formula.
我们脑子去想它想通了。
We can think through with our mind.
虽然我没有法子拿一个东西给你看没法子证明。
Although I cannot give you an illustration, I cannot prove it to you.
脑子想通我们就明白了。
If you can think through it, then you understand.
有些个知识需要这么样去得着。
Certain kinds of knowledge we have to gain.Like this.
用这种方法也只能够得这种的知识。
And this is the only kind of knowledge you can gain by this way of knowing.
但是另外还有一个字也翻作知道。
But then there is a third word that is also translated wisdom.
另外 knowledge. 用这种方法呢能够得另外的一种知识。
And through a third way of knowing, you can gain a third kind of knowledge.
昨天从洛杉矶来的那位牧师他带了一个他说特别的橘子给我
orange. Orange. Yesterday a minister from Los Angeles brought me a special kind of orange.
啊那个橘子真是很好吃。
It was really delicious.
但是 我怎么能告诉你那橘子怎么好吃法呢
But how am I to describe to you how delicious that orange tasted?
很甜。
Very sweet.
糖比它还甜呢。
Sugar is sweeter.
酸酸的。
Sour.
很像橘子。
It's just like an orange.
我怎么能够告诉你它怎么好吃法？没办法形容的呀。
There's no way I can explain to you.
如果要叫你知道那橘子怎么好吃呢？那我只能够把一块橘子给你吃。
The only way I'm to let you know how good that orange tasted was if I had given you a piece.
所以这种知识啊，你必须要亲自去经验，你才能够得得来。
This is a kind of knowledge that you simply have to experience yourself.
你如果没有经验过，你永远也不知道这个知识是什么。
If you have not experienced, there's no way you can gain that knowledge.
我可以写一本书给你，我可以给你大篇讲论，你没有法子知道。
I can write a book for you, I can preach to you, but there's no way you can know it.
你如果要知道，你需要亲身去经验。
If you are to learn, if you are to know it, you have to experience it yourself.
保罗说，我们要认识我们的主，这是真智慧。
Paul says we have to know our Lord, and this is true wisdom.
不是凭着别人讲给你的话间接得来的知识。
It's not through what others tell us.
不是凭着你的脑子想通而得来的知识。
It's not through our thinking.
乃是要你亲自用生命去经验这个知识。
But we are to experience this truth with our own life.
你经验过了你知道了。
After you've experienced it, you know it.
你如果要是没有经验过你永远也不知道认识主是什么意思。
If you have not experienced it, then you are never going to know what it means to know the Lord.
你可能听到听了很多了。
You could have heard a lot of preaching.
你可能读过很多属灵的书籍了。
You could have read a lot of Christian books.
你可能参加过很多的聚会了。
You could have been to many, many meetings.
甚至于在团契里边，在查经班里边，在教会里边，你做过很多工作了。
You might even be active among Christian circles.
但是你如果没有真正的经验过主，你还不认识主耶稣。
But unless you have truly experienced the Lord,You still have not known Jesus.
你如果没有主的知识，没有认识主的话，你讲受苦，你讲为主做见证，你讲跟随主，完全没有意义。
And if you do not truly know the Lord, it is meaningless for you to talk about suffering for Christ or being a disciple.
我们可以一天到晚去参加退休会。
We can
一天到晚，
We can go to all kinds of retreats.
我们可以在很多方面做很多的功夫。
We can do a lot of things.
但是你如果没有真正经验过主，你还不是一个真正的基督徒。
But unless you have truly experienced Christ, you are not a Christian.
你生命里面没有能力。
There's no power in your life.
在试炼当中，你站立不住。
You cannot stand in temptation.
在征战之中，你不能得到胜利。
You cannot overcome in battle.
你没有得着真正灵里面的经验。
Because you do not have true spiritual experience.
我们需要在爱里面生活。
We need to live in love.
我们需要在光明里面生活。
We need to live in light.
但是在爱里面生活和在光明里面生活的这个意义必须建立在智慧里面生活这个根基上面。
But living in love and living in light must be built upon the foundation of living in wisdom, in knowledge.
你今天有这个知识吗
？Do you have this knowledge today？
你真经验过主耶稣吗
？Have you truly experienced Christ？
你真的在灵里边认识了主耶稣吗
？Do you truly know Jesus in your spirit？
如果是了，我们可以追求在光明里面生活，在爱里面生活。
If your answer is yes, then we can pursue to live in light and in love.
大家低头为我祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你为了爱我们的缘故，你舍去了自己的生命。
Because you loved us, you gave your life for us.
并不是因为我们爱你，你才爱我们。
Not because we loved you.Then you love us.
那是因为你愿意爱我们。
But you love us because you want to love us.
请你用这个爱来激励我们的心。
We ask that you would touch our lives with this love.
帮助我们真能够在爱里面来生活。
Help us to truly live in love.
求主帮助我们真知道怎么样在光明里面生活。
We pray that you will help us know what it means to live in light.
让我们在主的亮光之中，一天一天的向上边有长进。
And in your light, we will grow daily.
但是主，我们更要求你，请你叫我们在真的智慧里面生活。
But above all, we ask that you will help us to live in true wisdom.
认识耶和华才是智慧的开端。
Knowing you is the beginning of true wisdom.
今天在我们中间，如果有人还没有认识我们的主，
If there is anyone among us today who does not truly know the Lord,
我们求你感动这样的人的心。
We ask that you will move their hearts.
叫他真知道他需要的是在灵里边来经验你自己。
That they know that they have to experience you.In spirit,
要凭信心来接受主耶稣。
That they have to accept you through faith.
请你给他们有一个愿意接受你的心。
We pray that you will give them a willing heart to accept you.
我们一同低着头祷告的时候，
As we have our heads bowed,
如果你心里面有感动，你觉得你在爱的生活里面不够，在光明里面的生活不够。
If the Spirit of God has spoken to you and you realize you are deficient in love and in light,
你现在可以告诉主知道。
You can tell the Lord now.
求主帮助你，叫你靠着一个顺服的心，你能够在这方面得胜而有余。
Ask the Lord to help you be a conqueror by His grace.
如果你过去虽然在教会里边有过很多活动，但是还没有真正接受主耶稣。
You may have been very active in church in the past, but if you have not truly accepted Jesus Christ,
你还没有凭着信心经验过主耶稣。
If you have never truly experienced Christ through faith,
你不认识主。
You do not know the Lord.
你知道你还不是基督徒。
You know you are not a true Christian.
但是你知道你需要认识主耶稣。
But you know you need to know Jesus.
你愿意认识主耶稣。
And you are willing to know him.
你现在先告诉给主知道。
You can now tell the Lord.
大家都在低着头祷告。我要看一看我们中间有没有人过去还没有相信主耶稣，但是你愿意相信主耶稣。
As we have our heads bowed, I want to know if there is anyone among you who did not know the Lord before, but you want to know the Lord now.
如果有，请你把手举起来，等一下我为你祷告。
If there is anyone of you like that, I'd like you to raise your hand. I will pray for you afterwards.
感谢主，感谢主，举手举过就可以放下了。
If you have raised your hand, you can put it down.
还有没有别人？
Is there anyone else?
你过去听过福音很多了。
You've heard the gospel before.
但是你始终没有决志。
But you have never made a decision for it.
你从来没有真正凭信心接受过主。
You have never truly accepted Christ
through
faith.
但是你知道你需要接受主耶稣。
But you know you need to accept
Jesus. 你不愿意继续过一个马马虎虎的生活。
You do not want to live on like this.
你愿意，请你把手举起来，等一下我们为你祷告。
If you are willing, I want you to raise your hand and we'll pray for you afterwards.
还有没有？
Is there anyone else?
感谢主，举过请放下了。
Thank you, you can put down your hand.
还有没有？感谢主。或者你不清楚你是不是得救了。
Maybe you are not sure if you are truly saved.
你愿意我们为你祷告。
And you want me to pray for you.
请你举起手来。
Can also raise your hand.
感谢主。还有没有别位？
Anyone else?
感谢主。请放下。
Okay, put down your hand.
还有没有别位？已经清楚得救的弟兄姊妹继续为我们祷告。
I ask that brothers and sisters who have been saved now pray for us.
还有没有别位？
Is there anyone else?
请你把手举起来，我们为你祷告。
Please raise your hand and we'll pray for you.
你今天来到这个冬令会不是偶然的。
It's not by chance that you're here.
主带领你来，他在你身上有一个目的。
The Lord has led you here and he has a purpose in your life.
可能有很多爱你的朋友们在为你祷告。
There may be many friends who love you, they have been
praying for you. 你心里边可能有一种感动。
There's an urge inside you.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not.Put away the
如果你有感动，请你把手举起来，我们愿意为你祷告。
If you have this urge, please raise your hand and we'll pray for you.
我们不愿意再多等了。
We do not want to wait any longer.
但是我们愿意为你祷告，感谢主，举手放下了。
But we're willing to pray for you.
请你把手举起来，感谢主，感谢主。还有没有别位？
Is there anyone else?
现在我愿意请刚才举手的，不论是在前面在后边，请你轻轻走到前面来，然后我们为你祷告，这里有人会愿意帮助你。
Now I ask that those of you who raised your hand just now,No matter where you are, you will come forward and we'll pray for you.
请你就轻轻地走到前面来。
I ask that you come forward.
刚才举手的人请到前面来。请来了，举手的请来了。好， 进来了。
Please come forward, those of you who raised your hand. Is there anyone else?
我们不愿意失掉这个机会跟你有交通。
We don't want to lose this opportunity to have fellowship with you.
也不愿意你失掉一个机会在人的面前做见证。
And we do not want you to lose this opportunity to testify for the Lord in front of people.
如果你要愿意在这个时候表示你相信主耶稣，请你到前面来。
If you want to make a clear indication that you're deciding to accept Christ, please come forward.
你刚才没有举手也不要紧。
Even though you did not raise your hand just now, you can still come.
你愿意到前面来，我们为你祷告，请你就来。
If you're willing to come forward, we'll pray for you.
有没有？
Anyone else?
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你，因为你应许给我们说，只要我们口里承认，心里相信，我们就能够得救。现在站在你面前这些弟兄姊妹们，他们已经知道了主耶稣的救恩，他们现在在众人面前举起手来，站起来到前面来，表示他们愿意相信主耶稣。亲爱的主，我们求你，求你现在就给他们心灵里边从罪恶中得着释放，求你亲自给他们心灵中有一个把握，叫他们知道不是因为到前面来，不是因为举手，不是因为站起来，乃是因为他们相信了主耶稣，他们能够在灵里边得这个新的生命。亲爱的主，我们把他们交在你的手里边，求你悦纳他们，求你保守他们。我们知道他们今天表示相信以后，可能心里面会有怀疑，撒旦会来引诱，求你在这个时候叫他们记得他们在人面前为你做的见证，叫他们抓住主的应许，知道凭着信心相信主耶稣就能够得着永远的生命。求主亲自在他们心里边做改变的工作，给他们借着圣灵的重生有新的生命，能够成为一个完全属你的人。今天在我们中间也许还有人，他心里面有感动，他没有清楚得救，他还没有相信你，但是他没有胆量可以站起来。主，我们将他们交在你的手里面，求你继续在他们心里面做工作，叫他们如果不肯到你的面前来，他们的心里面没有平安。向你先生感谢，因为不是我们自己愿意，乃是你的灵在感动，你的爱在吸引，你自己爱上了我们，你愿意拯救我们，为此我们向你先生感谢。求你因此也就帮助我们，保守我们有一个愿意顺服你的心。刚才我们弟兄姊妹们在你面前的祷告，答应你，我们要过一个在爱里面的生活，我们要过一个在光明里面追求的生活。主，你听见了，求你按照你的恩典垂听我们所求的。我们将我们这里每一个人都交在你的手里边，求你在我们中间，你成就你所要做的，让我们在你面前的追求不至于落空。我们这样感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。